With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. and Britain strike multiple Houthi sites in Yemen, and a second wave of assaults meant to further disable Iran-backed groups in the region.
The latest strikes against the Houthis follow an air assault in Iraq and Syria on Friday. The Houthi targets were in 10 different locations and were struck by U.S. FA-18 fighter jets from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier and by American warships firing Tomahawk missiles from the Red Sea. Yemen's Houthis have relentlessly attacked American and international interest in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. Ken Lorman reporting.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says the U.S. is under constant attack from China via its illegal exports of fentanyl.
We've seen this movie before. The Chinese Communist Party makes promises about cracking down on fentanyl production, and they never deliver. And what happens is more Americans die.
Gallagher says the United States is under threat every day from hackers backed by the Chinese government. A 5.1 quake rocked an area 50 miles east of Oklahoma City. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso.
We have over 21,000 reports of it being felt widely throughout Oklahoma, also in northern Texas, western Arkansas, Missouri, and also in southern Kansas.
Lincoln County Deputy Emergency Management Director Charlotte Brown.
We were lucky because there was no injuries reported, and infrastructure damages have not been reported. And if they are residential and have been minimal at this point.
It appears President Biden has won the Democratic presidential primary in South Carolina. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's growing non-religious community. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
They're referred to as the nuns, and they make up nearly 30% of the population. But they're not all atheists. The latest poll conducted by the Pew Research Center finds that amongst the nuns, 13% actually believe in the God of the Bible, and another 56% believe in some kind of higher power. Only 17% of them are actually atheists. Most of the nuns also agree that organized religion does some good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An independent commission reports some 1,300 people working for the Protestant Church of Germany have committed sexual abuse, claiming at least 2,200 victims. The commission also says the actual number of perpetrators is probably much larger. Church officials first ordered the study in 2020. The PCG is an umbrella organization of 20 regional churches. This is SRN News. The Philippines and Vietnam sign agreements to avoid incidents in the South China Sea and broaden cooperation between their coast guards.
The growing alliance will likely be frowned upon by China, which claims virtually the entire waters. The agreements, along with discussions on enhancing information sharing and training exchanges between the Vietnamese and Philippine militaries, were forged during a recent visit to Hanoi by Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Both sides agreed to boost trade and investment and signed a key deal on rice.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A standardized test that's widely used for college admissions will look different this spring. Starting next month, the SAT will only be available digitally. The new test will also be shorter and adaptive, so questions will change depending on how a student performs as the test progresses. More details at srnnews.com.